Emerging from the shadows, Langdon and Sophie moved stealthily up the deserted Grand Gallery corridor toward the emergency exit stairwell. As he moved, Langdon felt like he was trying to assemble a jigsaw puzzle in the dark. The newest aspect of this mystery was a deeply troubling one. The captain of the judicial police trying to frame me for murder.
"Do you think," he whispered, "that maybe Fash wrote that message on the floor?"
"Impossible. The Fibonacci sequence, the PS, all the Da Vinci and goddess symbolism, that had to be my grandfather."
Langdon knew she was right. The symbolism of the clues meshed too perfectly.
"And his phone call to me this afternoon," Sophie added. "I'm certain his message was his final effort to tell me something important, something he thought you could help me understand."
Langdon frowned. O draconian devil. O lame saint. He wished he could comprehend the message, both for Sophie's well-being and for his own.
"The doorway isn't much farther," Sophie said.
They arrived at the emergency stairwell, and Sophie carefully pulled open the door. No alarm sounded. Only the doors to the outside were wired. Sophie led Langdon down a tight set of switchback stairs toward the ground level. Almost at the bottom, Langdon suddenly halted. He was standing at a dead stop on the stairs, paralyzed by sudden revelation. Sophie turned.
"What's wrong?" she whispered. "We're almost there. Hurry!"
O draconian devil. O lame saint. There in the bowels of the Louvre, Robert Langdon suddenly and unexpectedly deciphered Saunière's code. "O draconian devil," he said. "O lame saint. It's the simplest kind of code."
"A code?"
Sophie was stopped on the stairs below him, staring up in confusion. Langdon's voice reverberated with excitement. "Fibonacci numbers only have meaning in their proper order. Otherwise, they're mathematical gibberish. The scrambled Fibonacci sequence is a hint as to how to decipher the rest of the message. He wrote the sequence out of order to tell us to apply the same concept to the text. They are simply letters written out of order."
Sophie needed only an instant to process Langdon's implication, and it seemed laughably simple.
"You think this message is an anagram?"
She stared at him.
"Like a word jumble from a newspaper?"
Without another word, Langdon pulled a pen from his jacket pocket and rearranged the letters in each line. O draconian devil, O lame saint, was a perfect anagram of Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa?
For an instant, standing in the exit stairwell, Sophie forgot all about trying to leave the Louvre. Her shock over the anagram was matched only by her embarrassment at not having deciphered the message herself. Sophie's expertise in complex cryptanalysis had caused her to overlook simplistic word games, and yet she knew she should have seen it. "I can't imagine," Langdon said, staring at the printout, "how your grandfather created such an intricate anagram in the minutes before he died." Sophie knew the explanation. She now recalled that her grandfather, a wordplay aficionado and art lover, had entertained himself as a young man by creating anagrams of famous works of art.
"My grandfather probably created the Mona Lisa anagram long ago," Sophie said, glancing up at Langdon. "And the knight was forced to use it as a makeshift code. Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa."
Why his final words to her referenced the famous painting, Sophie had no idea. But she could think of only one possibility, a disturbing one.
Those were not his final words.
She wondered, was she supposed to visit the Mona Lisa? Had her grandfather left her a message there? The idea seemed perfectly plausible. After all, the famous painting hung in the Salle des Etats, a private viewing chamber accessible only from the Grand Gallery. In fact, Sophie now realized the doors that opened into the chamber were situated only 20 meters from where her grandfather had been found dead.
He easily could have visited the Mona Lisa before he died.
Sophie gazed back up the emergency stairwell and felt torn. She knew she should usher Langdon from the museum immediately, and yet instinct whispered to the contrary. She realized that if her grandfather had a secret to tell her, few places on earth made a more apt rendezvous than Da Vinci's The Mona Lisa.
"I'm going back up," Sophie declared, her voice hollow in the stairwell.
"To the Mona Lisa?"
Langdon recoiled.
Now? What about the embassy?
Sophie felt guilty turning Langdon into a fugitive only to abandon him, but she saw no other option. She pointed down the stairs to a metal door.
Go through that door and follow the illuminated exit signs.
She handed Langdon her car keys.
Mine is the red smart car in the employee lot, directly outside this bulkhead. Do you know how to get to the embassy?
Langdon nodded, eyeing the keys in his hand.
Listen,
Sophie said, her voice softening.
I think my grandfather may have left me a message at the Mona Lisa, some kind of clue as to who killed him or why I'm in danger. I have to go see.
I'll come.
No, we don't know how long the Grand Gallery will stay empty. You have to go, now.
Sophie gave him a grateful smile.
I'll see you at the embassy, Mr. Langdon.
Langdon looked displeased. I'll meet you there, on one condition, he replied, his voice stern. She paused, startled.
What's that?
That you stop calling me Mr. Langdon. Sophie detected the faint hint of a lopsided grin growing across Langdon's face, and she felt herself smile back.
Good luck, Robert.